Waking up. You're waking up with Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
I love it. I'm waking up.
Full moon readings with psychic medium Sarah Moore. Remember, you can learn more about Sarah, and if you'd like to expand on reading, perhaps you can sit down for a private session. That's enlightenedhorizons.com, or of course, you can just follow her on Facebook. And you did mention that you do have a gallery coming up in the next couple months.
Yes, my friend Kathleen Stone, who's a phenomenal psychic medium. I do a lot of galleries with her. We're doing a fundraiser for this year's Kennett High School graduating class for their project graduation. Yep, all the proceeds are going to go to them, and that will be at the Kennett Auditorium. And it is on Saturday, April 26th. I don't think we've really posted a whole lot on it. We just approved all the flyers and tickets, so that should be out there soon. You'll be able to get tickets at the UPS store.
Very cool. Yeah, and we'll make sure to get the word out there about that, too. That's coming up in April. Something to look forward to, of course.
Those are so much fun.
The galleries are amazing. It's one of those things, and I've always said, you know, especially before I met you, I was kind of on the fence. Mm-hmm. You know, still am sometimes.
Yeah, I definitely spook you still.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But watching the people react live just in the auditorium, sometimes not even the person that's getting the reading, just the people watching, or they may know the person that you're giving the reading to.
Yes.
That's when you know it's spooky.
It's real. Well, people are like, like, you can pay $200 to see the Long Island Medium, or you could come and see the Upcountry Psychic. We do it the same exact way, except I don't have, my hair's in a ponytail today.
Sure.
And my nails are not, that long. I had to stack wood and snowblow yesterday. So
it's amazing.
The same thing, though. If you've seen her, it's very similar without the glitz.
It's very, very cool. So check that out. And, of course, everything will be posted up on our social media pages and enlightenedhorizons.com. Mm. Let's get to a few more readings here while we still have some time. The hour just absolutely speeds by when you're on. It's amazing. Jessica from Berlin texting in. She says she has a very talkative kitten. She also does, at random times, just runs back and forth between the room. Is she sensing stuff? Or
no, I'm having
a
blast and I feel like I'm here to exercise. This is somebody that would be a D1 college athlete if it were a human. And I really get the talking. If you shush it like you would a baby, I will stop. I love this cat. And I feel like when it sleeps hard. This is the cat that if it were a child, you would find it asleep in its pasta. Mid-bite. When it's done, it's done.
Fair enough. That one goes out to Jessica from Berlin. Let's see how else we got here. We have Sarah texting in from Southern New Hampshire, listening online at conwaymagic.com. She says that she's adopted two cats within the last 3 months. First one was in November, second in January, wondering if they're happy.
Yes, it's so funny because when you just wrapped up the one prior to this, my mouth started watering and watering. And then I was like, I don't think that kitten's drooling. So I'm assuming one of your cats is a drooler because as she knows talking, I'm like... try not to drool on myself. And both of your cats feel really good. They showed me the possums in Ice Age, I think the movie is, where they kind of zigzag. Your cats don't quite zigzag. They sleep kind of like yin and yang. They feel really peaceful.
Really peaceful and happy. All right, that's good news for Sarah from Southern New Hampshire. We have Jen from North Conway texting in. Things aren't going as planned. Is it still worth fighting for, or has it gone too far?
No, it is still worth fighting for. And yes, it is going as planned. Maybe not your plan, but it is going as planned. You need to really prioritize, if you get what you want, what are you going to do with it? And if you can't answer that question, you need to let it go. When my dad died, my brother and I, there's only two of us, we had to go through the house. And there were things that we both wanted. I was amazed at how well we did with each other. But there were some things that I was like, I want it because it was my dad's. But I had to say, will I use it? Is it something that my son will use? And it's kind of a heartbreaker when you say, I have to let that go. But I also value the relationship I had with my father. And that was really the paramount thing that I had to think about. And I get their nostalgia is different than physical, tangible things for you. Be more clear about that. And then you'll have an easier answer.
Excellent. That one goes out to Jen from North Conway. We have Lily listening online at conwaymagic.com from Concord, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Also has two cats, Callie and Koozie. She's wondering if they're doing okay after the new move, new apartment.
Check Koozie and see how much he's peeing. I all of a sudden just got a weird pressure in my bladder. I get there might be a little more crystals in that. So if one of the cats starts going outside the litter box, look at that one. Other than that, they both feel really fine and well-adjusted.
Wonderful, too. And then, of course, we'll remind everybody, of course, everything that
Sarah
says, we just want to make sure. That's all I need is a phone call later.
Yeah, exactly. It's an expensive oopsie if I'm wrong. So really, just look, the cat will tell you by either the smell of the urine or it's going to be outside the box is what I'm hearing.
Worth checking out for sure. Suzanne from North Conway wondering if her dog Riley has any messages for her and if she's okay.
Oh, my God. This dog has its hands on its hips, a red cape flying behind it. Who is super? I get super dog. I'm amazing. You should see me jump. You know what's really funny? funny. Your dog is like narrating its life like it's a superhero. Not as bad as Bolt in the movie, but I totally get like, watch me jump. And then I see it jump like 2 inches. Like, oh, that hill slipped. It's like, no dog, you slipped. The dog is awesome.
All right, Riley's doing okay.
Yes.
This is from Samantha from North Conway. She says, hi, Sarah. Anything about her husband and her adding to the family? They've struggled for a while now with it.
I just got a no, not at the moment. I just heard Any Which Way But Up, and I think it was a movie, but I don't know what it's about. And I just get, if you want to have a family, do it however you need to do it to get it. I don't think it's relevant if it's a biological child from yours or adopted or IVF or however you do it. You will have children. And I see three, so I don't know how many you're shooting for. But I just heard go big or go home. But I just hear you and your husband need to sit down and say, okay, what's our end game? How many do we want? And stop thinking about, at the moment, just stop thinking about how are we going to get there and instead focus on the outcome. And then in like 3 months, you're going to get to make a decision on how it happens.
Okay, that one goes out to Samantha. Teresa from Auburn, Maine, wondering if she's going to find love this year.
Yeah, of course you are. I just heard, of course you are. You're looking for it. Oh my God, that's so funny. My friend Jimmy Mesro, who used to work at Cranmore, he had a saying, like, it's dark as a pocket in here. And I just heard, like, you're looking in the dark, like, turn on the lights. And look in the light for these people. Okay. You've had it in your head for so long, throw it out there and, like, say, okay, I want to date this kind of person.
Excellent. That one goes out to Teresa. Yeah, Teresa from Auburn, Maine. Just want to make sure I get the
you
right
made it
name
sound
there.
Sounds so fancy.
We're going to take another quick break. It's a 2-minute break, and then we'll be back for a short time. I can't believe it's almost the end of the hour. It's all happening here on Magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.